It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. They have a fantastic menu, fantastic drink selection. It's just a great bar, it's great food, great staff. Just everything is great about it. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel as your base for a trip to Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We're always telling you, if you have anything that you would like us to discuss, you can either WhatsApp us on 085-825-2626, or you can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. And that's exactly...
Sorry, just before, don't mention, just give the first initial of his name. I've just been told him here.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want his first name given out.
Okay, we're just going to call this man then D. D, D, D. Okay, we're calling him D. Can you please highlight this issue on your podcast, but please don't mention my full name. I'm a secondary school teacher in a large Dublin school, and the new term has already started, as you know. And I'm having parents of my students coming up to me at the gates, often quite aggressive, asking me if their children will be learning about gender topics and gender identity. They are getting this false information from transphobics and conservative movements. The only thing my students have been taught so far is the difference between sex and gender and what transgender means. There's no indoctrination, yet these parents are threatening to homeschool their children. Can you highlight and expel the myths? No teacher is trying to warp your children. It's called education, and that's what we are paid to do. Just call me D. So that is D, secondary school teacher. And basically, he's a pain in his face with parents questioning him about the sort of sex education that kids are getting. That's really his main issue.
Why are they? Because you see these protests, you see them on Facebook pages, yeah? Parents, I'll drag my kids out of school if teachers mention trans. I'll drag my kids out of school. What are you going to do, Catherine? You're going to teach your kids at home. You can't even string a sentence together. You're going to homeschool your kids. Like, cop on. Do you not think it's ridiculous, this? God, and we're trying to get this woman on. Lisa is her name. I'll just give out her first name. And she said, both my children have been told by me to remove themselves from any classroom that this topic is being discussed. That's ridiculous. I have been in contact with the school, so they also know. I'm their primary carer and their primary educator. I thought the school was your primary educator. Is a parent a primary educator? I think it's the school.
Well, no, if you're educating at home, obviously.
She's not.
Yeah.
And they have been educated that female is female and male is male. There are two genders where I come from, plain and simple. And that is from Lisa. And then, Lisa, I know you're listening. We've invited you on. The thing I always find about these people like Lisa, and I'm not insulting you, Lisa, but your opinions and your anger are usually based on falsehoods. That you think that schools... Okay, I'm going to just say this out for all of you, because you all need to hear this. So prick up your ears and listen to this, okay? Schools are not trying to indoctrinate your children to be trans.
No.
Okay? They're not. That's just not happening. If you believe that, you're thick. Your thick is the vegetable soup I had for lunch, yeah? That's how thick you are, if you believe that. What would be the benefit of schools indoctrinating children into becoming trans? And here's the thing as well. If you use a bit of... And by the way, I don't have a problem. I've said this before. I do not have a problem with my children learning that there is such a thing as transgender. Don't have a problem with it at all. Why would you? If you are one of the nutjobs that has a problem with your child learning about transgender, explain to me why. Because I've never got an explanation from these people. Why?
No, I never have myself, I'll be honest.
You never get an educated... As Charlie Kirk used to say, yeah, prove me wrong. And I want you to prove me wrong. Why is it damaging for your child to learn that transgender people exist? So I've said before, I don't have a problem with my children learning about it. Why? Because transgender people are not going anywhere. They exist now. They exist.
And
in
the fact of the matter is, and this is something you actually said before we started recording today's podcast, young people, 12, 13, 14, 15, they already know what a trans person is.
If you think, 10 even, my son is 10, turning 11 real soon. He knows what a trans, the full thing, but he knows what a transgender person is. He didn't learn it from school. And in fact, you know where he learned it? We were watching Chips one day. They were showing old episodes of Chips, and Bruce Jenner used to be in Chips. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Didn't know that. And I said, you see that fella there, Bruce Jenner? He's now a woman called Caitlyn Jenner. And my son didn't bat an eyelid. He just said, oh, how did that happen? I said, well, he had an operation. He's a grown man. He's able to have an operation. And now he's a woman. That was it. He parked that and
happy
was,
as.
And that was it. But all you people who think that your kids are being indoctrinated or being warped, you're fucked up in the head. Like, you have the mental illness. It's not, you all think other people have the mental illness, but you have the mental illness. Like, look, Darren triggered straight away. A 10-year-old should not know that. Know what, Darren?
Okay, so your son at 10.
That was a conversation, by the way.
That man used to be, that man is now a woman.
That was literally the conversation. And he went, okay, Dad, that's grand. Now let's go back to watching Chips. That's it.
End of.
Now, Darren, my argument to you would be, which are over the top, literally over the top.
A 10-year-old should not know that.
Yeah, shut up, Darren. Just shut up. The fact is, 10-year-olds know a lot more because most of them are on TikTok. Like, these parents have their head in the sand if they don't think their kids are picking up stuff off social media. I'm telling you now, does it say 12 years of age, yeah? Just about to start primary school or secondary school. There's not a 12-year-old in Ireland right now, unless they live in the Burke's house, that doesn't know what a transgender person is. They all know. That does not by the way, that does not mean that they are going to want to take puberty blockers, okay? Teachers, by the way, guys, do not have that much power.
And they're also not teaching kids about puberty blockers or anything of the sort.
No, they're not.
Basically, what kids are being taught is bollocks. That people who are trans exist. And this is how they exist.
By the way, that's a statement of fact.
That's the exact same as your young fella now knowing the answers to that.
Yes, and the reason I told him is that because they do exist. You know what I mean? If my son says, looks out to the sea and says, what's that blue stuff in the sea? I can't tell you what that is. It's the sea. It exists. You can't change things that exist. Trans people exist. Whether you agree with it or not, here's the thing. Your children growing up are going to be working in a workplace, yeah? They're going to be going into an office or work for a company that will have more than likely a trans person there or a gender fluid.
And a gay person and a lesbian person.
So all these people are around us. And if you, your child, when they turn 19 or whatever, and they take a job, they're not going to be able to walk into a workplace and start going, you fuck, here you, trans person, you have a mental illness, you do. So we have to accept that that's the way the world is. I'm not saying your children should by no means take puberty blockers, anything like that. All I'm saying is they need to be accepting. And that is all that teacher is saying, isn't he? The only thing that teacher has told his students is that trans people exist. Ooh, the world is over. Armageddon. Ooh, he told the kids transgender people exist. We're doomed.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me kick it off with this WhatsApp voice note that came into us just a few moments ago from Jess.
What even is this gender diversity? Because if it means that they're going to start telling kids there's more than two, absolutely not. Get every single kid out of that class, because that's just stupidity and fucking brainwashing at that point. Gender diversity, would you ask me? Fucking shite. Never had that subject as we were kids, and guess what? We have common sense instilled to us. Like, this is all the kind of lefty, woke bullshit.
Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Ed.
Would them people cop themselves on, for God's sake? I was taught about pregnancy when I was 11, so what? We were giving a lecture in school, how does pregnancy happen, the process of pregnancy, and basically what happens during pregnancy. Kids need to learn those things, especially at 10 or 11 years old. I see absolute no harm. Those people are nothing but a paranoia if they think that way.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this?
Well, firstly, Ed's voice message is referring to sex education that should be given. It's not the same thing as gender diversity. No, I send a voice message in, and I just think for Jeremy to call people fucked up because they want to educate their kids in their own way, it's wrong. You are not religious.
Sorry. If you want to educate your kids in their own way, homeschool them. That is the option we have as parents. We have two options. You can either trust in the education system of Ireland, which you went through, Grace, I went through, Adrian went through. We're not fucked up. I got a great education in Irish schools. So if there are certain things that you don't want, in the same way, Grace, if you don't want your children to learn about religion, you send them to an Educate Together school. Okay, so we do have options, but it's these, and what the point that teacher is making is that a lot of these fears are based on falsehoods. Like,
okay, let me ask you, Grace, do you see anything wrong?
So, Grace, some people think that teachers are literally encouraging kids to take puberty blockers. That's just not happening.
Do you have an issue with children? And we're talking about kids in, say, the junior cycle. So they're 12, 13, 14, 15, learning about and understanding different types of sexuality and the fact that transgender people exist. Do you have an issue with any of that?
I think that's a very broad question. Educating kids on sexuality is different because it falls under the sex education bracket, which is if you engage in intercourse with any gender, you are at risk of either pregnancy, STDs, you know, biological things. These are not, that's completely different.
Okay, so what do you have an issue with then?
I have an issue with trying to teach children to be inclusive to something that they don't understand, firstly. And by nature, children are naturally inclusive, unless you educate them otherwise. I think everybody, like a religious person, has the right to go into a mainstream school and to be educated in the right way. And if you are teaching about transgender and gender diversity, I believe that there are two genders, male and female. That's my personal view. That is what I would tell my children.
And do you accept and understand that some people transition from one gender to another? In other words, a man becomes a woman, or a woman becomes a man.
Well, she can't deny
it. I absolutely do. Yeah, that happens 100%, and they go through gender reassignment surgery.
Yes. Okay.
If you're telling children that they can put on a dress and that they're a girl, that is not right. That's not accurate.
Nobody's teaching anybody that. All kids are being taught is to have tolerance and understanding. I mean, the bullying that trans people in Ireland experience is so severe that the suicide rate among the trans community is higher than average suicide rates. Because
at what age?
What do you mean at what age?
At what age does the bullying start? Because if you're talking about implementing this education into a junior cycle school,
I'm talking about somebody who is transitioning from one sex to another, one gender to another. They are literally picked on. They are prodded. They are slagged. They are jeered. It is very, very. And what we need to educate our kids is just to accept that we're all different.
And I think that's all the schools are trying.
But that's one way of doing it. Yeah, but that's what, to tell children to be kind and be accepting. That should be of everybody, regardless of skin color, gender, weight, height. That should be of everything. It shouldn't be down the road of educating them on something that I feel a teacher doesn't have a right to educate them on. You have to understand that in the home there are different views. And
okay, so Jeremy gave an example of his own young fellow recently, and Jeremy pointing out a character on a television show, and he said to his son, that guy there is a woman today. And his young fellow said, oh, how's that? Well, it just happens that you can change from being a man to being a woman. The young fellow said, oh yeah, that's granddad, thanks very much, and off he went.
Because they don't care.
But then why are people making such a big deal out of this?
But people are not making such a big deal out of it. The education system is making a big deal out of it. Children don't care. They don't care about colour. They don't care about religion.
With great respect, Grace, I'd love to think you're right. But unfortunately, a lot of the racist abuse that is coming out in this country is from children, from teenagers that do.
Yes, Adrian, I understand that. But that's something. Children are not born racist. They're taught that at home. this education has to start at home. If you are going to be racism and homophobic,
tell me what parent is sitting down with their child and having a conversation about transgender. It doesn't happen. Parents don't sit their children down and have that conversation with them.
I think the conversation comes up naturally. I think these things should develop naturally. I don't think that it should be like I had conversations with my son coming up to the communions about the Muslim religion and Orthodox religion because there were children in his class not making their communion. These things come naturally when your child comes and says to you that there's a boy in his school dressing like a girl or a girl dressing like a boy. You have that conversation that people have the right to identify and transition if they would like. But it's not on a teacher to educate a child at 9, 10 or 11 about transgender. Okay, I don't feel that the teachers have the right to do that.
Okay, what about when you say teach them about transgender, Jeremy effectively taught his son about transgender in one bloody sentence.
Yeah, that's nice.
That man used to be
by the way, that's all the conversation was. Don't be looking into it, and people are losing their mind about me doing this. Literally all I said was, your man there on the bike and chips, Bruce Jenner used to be his name, it even comes up in the credits at the end, and now he's called Caitlyn Jenner. He got his private bits taken off him. He was an adult. He was entitled to do that. And now he's known as Caitlyn Jenner. And literally,
the young fella didn't bat an eyelid
and
walked away.
Eyelid. Yep.
And do you think that that's how it's being said in schools as well?
But it's like, not. It's not being said in schools. Not to that extent. In fact, what that teacher himself just said is teaching people that transgender people exist. And I don't see a big. If that's as far as schools are going to say, listen, transgender people exist and they're among us and they're here to stay and we shouldn't bully them and be nasty towards them. Is that not a good message to send out?
That's a really good message. Nobody should be bullied.
But looking at some of the parents that commented on our Facebook page, as per usual, none of them are available to come on because they know that they're bigoted. But some of the comments, like, I wouldn't have my child near a transgender child. Like, what's going to happen is that these people are just going to...
But they're going to be the children in society that are the problem. They are going to be the children in society that's the problem. Me sitting my son down and saying, you have to be kind to everybody, regardless of what they look like, how they speak,
When you have a parent, and there's lots of them commenting here, when you have a parent that believes that someone who's transgender is mentally ill, when you have someone that and they tell their kid...
You just said a moment ago, Grace, about racism with young kids is learned at home, and I agree with you. They're picking it up at home, but they're also picking it up from friends. But a lot of the racist abuse that has been hurled around this country is at the hands of teenagers, like that Indian man that had two shades of shite knocked out of him out in Tala a couple of weeks ago. They were teenagers that did that. But you're talking about learning things in the home. The amount of people that have commented on our Facebook page in the last hour saying there are two genders, male and female, and that's what my kids are going to know, right? So all those children will learn from their parents is there's a boy and a girl. So therefore, what that is doing is instilling a bigotry towards somebody who is trans.
And in fact, what it's doing, Grace, is exactly...
Well, not really, because somebody who is trans wants to be the other gender. So it is biologically, yes, there are only two genders, male and female, right? Chromosomes, there are only two genders.
Yeah.
However, if two sexes.
There's a difference between sex and gender.
They're the same thing.
No, they're not the same thing. That's Jesus. They're not.
We will agree to disagree. You have your view.
No, my view is based on facts.
I believe that gender and sex are the same thing.
But that's fine. Anyway, the bottom line is these kids are being taught there's a man and a woman, and that's it. And
yeah, but if somebody is transitioning, they want to be known as the other gender.
Yes,
so
no, I know that, but it is telling kids, by saying to your kids, there's a man and a woman and that's it, that is literally indoctrinating bigotry into your kids to not accept people who are trans, to not recognize their right to exist as a different sex.
But that is fact. There is only a man and a woman.
That's a different gender.
If a man has transitioned into a woman and has gone through all of the gender reassignment and everything like that and goes into the hospital claiming to have a miscarriage, he couldn't be having a miscarriage because he doesn't have the organs to produce the eggs.
That is a fact. You haven't said anything wrong.
So that is a fact. So if you want to be noticed as the other gender and you have transitioned, then you are obviously on the outside, you look like a woman or look like a man because you've transitioned.
But Grace, they use that expression themselves. They call themselves a trans man or a trans woman as opposed to a cis man and a cis woman. So, you know, they use that expression.
But again, to go back to your point, one of the biggest problems that trans people in Ireland have
is bigotry
and acceptance. And when we keep saying that over and over again, there's only a man, there's only a woman, it makes the acceptance of somebody who has transitioned very, very, very difficult. Do you not get that?
And this isn't us being woke, by the way. People saying this is a woke podcast. I'm not a woke person, but I just don't want to see anybody bullied, Grace. That's all I want.
No, nor do I. And I would never tell my children to stay away from somebody who's trans or to do anything. Never. Not in a million years. But I do think that people have the right to their own views and obviously not to go as far as bullying somebody or bigotry.
But I disagree
with somebody being called a bigot because they have a different view
let me read a message that just came in a second ago, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Because there never will be, you can have as many surgeries and hormones as you want and you will never truly be the gender that you want. And that is the sort of discrimination that trans people face.
I mean, why do people, what I don't get, Grace, is why do people, say that person in the message, what's that woman's name in the message?
Jess,
okay. Jess is a lesbian woman. I've always find her opinions bizarre, considering, Jess, you're kind, if for want of a better word. You know, gay people were literally, you know, it was illegal to have gay sex up until 30 years ago. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, why do people get so caught up on the trans community? How does it change my... No trans person has ever impacted my life in a negative way. Like, when I get up in the day, the first thing I don't think about is, oh, that trans person that lives down the road. Like, they literally just want to get on with their life. Why do people get so angry and upset about it? I just don't get it.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Jeremy.
No, Jason, what do you want to say on this?
There's always been trans people, yeah? Would you agree?
There's always been trans people, yes.
So they've always been amongst us, yeah? And they've just got on with their lives. But all of a sudden, in the last 5 years, this has blown up, and you've got to ask yourself why.
And why? What do you think? What do you think is the reason?
Well, there's a lot of money behind it. There is a lot of money behind it, and we all know there is. Okay, there's a lot of money being thrown around. There's a lot of companies getting on board with all this. I'm teaching my kids acceptance and tolerance. I'm not going to lie to them. There is people out there that are different than us. But to tell a child that you can become the opposite to what you are, it's factually incorrect. Okay, and I'm not. You can have all the surgeries and all, and that is true. But it doesn't make you that. We have to teach them to accept. But yous are talking tolerance, but yous haven't got tolerance of people who believe something different than you.
No, I do. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation, and we are.
Listen to the way you are talking to people and have a different view about you.
The question that I'm asking.
Put that to Jason. Jason, my kids go to a Catholic school, and I don't know why I put them there because I don't believe in God. But my daughter came home there after her first day back in school, and I said, "What were you learning about?" And she was learning about God and about Jesus and stuff like that. I didn't scream at her and go, "No, I don't believe in them, and you're not to believe in the man."
I'm sure you said about the man in the sky and a funny book, because that's how you talk to us.
No, I do call him. I do call him the man in the sky because.
There you go, but that's disrespectful to Christian. You wouldn't disrespect the Muslim man coming on and call his God the man in the sky.
I don't believe in any God. There's over 200 gods. I don't believe in any God.
But then you're preaching tolerance. You want me to be tolerant of a person that's dressing up and playing make-believe. I'm sorry, but you want me to believe in that. I will teach my children to be tolerant and never to discriminate and never to bully. But I will teach them the truth. You cannot become that which you are not.
Okay, but a message just came in which really summarizes this whole conversation, and it says, we were all taught not to stare at people who were different to us. Why are people so against letting people live their own lives?
I'm not live their life all you want, but just don't infringe on anybody else. And my biggest issue, you are men, telling women how they should feel in the likes of locker rooms and changing rooms. As a woman, only women know how women feel about having other men in their private spaces. So if you really are a woman, you say you are a trans woman, you will understand what a real woman feels like when she sees a man in a woman's face. But we have to be told that. We have to accept that. We have to accept the fact that your daughter can spend years practicing for a sport, and then overnight a fella can just transition and come and wipe the floor.
But that's a good one.
We have to accept
Jason, you don't.
We have to tell them.
No, you don't have to accept that.
You do. Because if you don't, Jeremy, now you are part of the problem because you're not accepting
it. But you're not accepting it. So you've just proven the point. You're saying we have to accept it, but you're not accepting it.
Oh, we have to. No, we have
but
to.
You don't.
We do now. Because if we don't, Jeremy, we end up being called bigots and racists and homophobes and transphobic.
I don't agree with you on this, because this whole conversation around sport is an ongoing conversation. It's not like we've been told you have to accept.
You don't have to. I don't.
You know, it's starting to fight back, though. For the last couple of years, we were told we have to accept it.
But that's like these people, Jason.
Common sense has to prevail.
Okay, that's like these people, Jason, saying, "Oh, you can't say anything anymore. You can say whatever you want."
I know you can. You can. But as long as you're not hurting anybody, you can. I know.
Yeah, you literally can.
I don't go for that whole argument.
Jason, this is about. We are all in agreement. I don't believe that a biological male should compete against a biological female. But that's not that's not being taught in schools. But it's this small fraction of society that believes that children are being indoctrinated in schools into trans, as they call it, ideology.
I think there's too much of it for kids at that age. Okay, I mean, there's no way you have a lot of kids. Okay, so I can see it from all. I've 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, teenagers, and under 10-year-olds. Okay, all in my life, I've seen how education has changed over the last 20 years. My first child went in 1996 to school. I put my last child in this year. Right, so I've seen the education change over the last 40 years. I've seen how we're teaching kids. I've seen how classes have grown. I mean, when my first two children were in school, there was never, ever a mention of any of this. My 9-year-old already has a trans child in her class and she's friends with her. And I've no problem with that.
I agree. Education has changed.
God, yeah. And but, not all for the good, Adrian. Some of it is great.
Sorry, Jason. The fact of the matter, I mean, I read a message that's just come in this second, right? And this is really what this is about, okay? And the message says, I don't have to accept or tolerate trans people. Now, just listen to the language in that. I don't have to accept or tolerate people. That's Jessica.
But you don't. You don't have to. Nobody can force anybody to do what they don't want.
Okay, the word... the word accept is one thing, but then tolerate. I don't have to tolerate. I mean, that's just disgusting language.
Well, no, she's... Okay, I don't think Jess... We know Jess a long time. I don't think Jess means she's going to spit at someone who's trans walking down the road. There are certain people...
I don't have to tolerate means I literally turn my hand and walk away from somebody who's trans.
By the way, that's her
right. Disgusting. That's the bullying that we're talking about. That's exactly what this conversation is.
I don't tolerate drug addicts when I see them in the city
centre. Yeah, that's fine.
Literally, what's the difference?
That's the point. Jess is using language like, I don't have to tolerate somebody who's trans.
But Jess, I would say to you, back in the 80s, if we were doing this podcast back in the 80s, half of the calls, three quarters of the calls would be calling you a dirty dyke.
Yeah.
That's literally what they'd be calling you.
I don't have to tolerate gay people.
Dirty dykes are disgusting. That's what they used to say. We're doing, and it has changed. When we started out doing radio in the mid-90s, the homophobia was unbelievable. And this is before your time. You see, this is because Jess is a new age gay, and that's what she is. She grew up in a time where we were a lot more acceptable. God, I'm telling you, Jess, had you grown up in Ireland in the 70s and 80s, you would have had to move out of the country.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have been able to hold Kira's hand walking down the road.
And it's this word, tolerate. I don't have to tolerate. That is just...
I don't get how a gay person can be against tolerance. I just don't.
That's exactly the point.
And Jess, is it because... And you can answer, is it because you hate the fact that you're gay? Is that the thing? Because that's what's coming across to me.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you? What did you want to say on this?
I don't know. People just don't like change, do they? Like, as you just stated there, like back in whatever that gays were... Like, you know, seen as, you know, mental health issues, blah, blah, blah. And now we're going to the same topic of trans or seen as mental health, blah, blah, blah. Why can't you just accept people the way they are? Like, gender, race, whatever.
And isn't that exactly the point that we're trying to make here?
Maybe that's the whole point of the school. They're trying to say, okay, kids, like, this is, we have, you know, trans people, you know, and they're not going into the whole thing of fear, the, what people are saying, oh, they're going to start this and they're going to start that and boys are going to curls back here and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just all kind of scaremongering in my eyes. Mm. Like, the only thing I don't agree with is the sports. Now, you should have.
And I think it's something a lot of people.
For sports.
I think it's something like, it's something that everybody is on the same page as regards sports. I think we all feel the same way, particularly trans men appearing in women's sports because men are biologically stronger than women. So that's an unfair playing pitch. So I think we're all in agreement. Well, not all in agreement, but a lot of us are in agreement on that. But when it comes to as we said, and addressing Jess, I can remember as a young fella when I was in school and whatever, there was a couple of lads in my class in school, and you knew bloody well that they were gay, but did they dare to come out as gay?
Like,
absolutely
something,
not.
Something as simple, right? Okay, I'm straight, but I'd be kind of classed as a tomboy. And when I was in my teens, I would have got bullied because I was wearing kind of boyish clothes. Now, I'm straight. But, you know, it's even something simple like that, because I'm not wearing feminine clothes, I got targeted. You know, it's just, so that's another example too. It's like, if you don't look a certain way or, yeah, you just have this society thing where people just can't accept you to really wear it regardless.
Okay, so your point on this is we need tolerance, and not to be used using words like "I don't have to tolerate." We need to be accepting and as understanding as we possibly can be. That's really your point, isn't it?
Yeah, and then the whole thing with the common zones and stuff like that. There are certain people that are born with two genitals, the male and female genitals. So there is a complex thing with this gender and sex and things like that. If people just want to, you know, simplistic as, you know, male, female. So, yeah.
And what did you think about Jess saying she doesn't have to tolerate trans people?
Well, that's just her not being very open-minded. Like, you know, if you're trans, you're trans. Like, I don't see why she has a big issue with trans people. If they're not bothering her, they're not, like, you know, giving her hassle. I don't see the whole thing about, oh, I can't tolerate with somebody based on that, like, you know.
Now, Jess, I know you're going to pull me up for not reading out the full message.
The phone,
I'm sure
you took out the part that you wanted to, didn't you?
No, I'll read it if you want, but the reason I didn't read it is because people should tolerate somebody like you.
But you didn't read out the full message. There was a full text in it. You only read out the first few sentences.
Okay.
And I don't have to tolerate or accept it. No more so than someone has to accept or tolerate. I'm gay.
Okay, but this is where I completely disagree with you, because people should tolerate the fact that you're gay.
No one should have to tolerate anything or accept anything if they don't want to.
No, but in fact, Jess, it was about a year ago on this show, there was a female caller, I can't remember her name, that was calling you horrible names, by the way, for being gay, and didn't like the fact that you were lesbian. You lost your absolute shit over it.
Yeah, because obviously it was a personal attack against me. I'm not going to sit here and get personally attacked.
But I don't know why you would say people should don't have to tolerate. The fact is, you're a gay woman, and that's it.
Because you don't have to accept and tolerate something that you don't believe.
Okay, so don't believe. You don't believe in lesbianism. I mean, listen to yourself, Jess.
Did I say I don't?
No, hang on. You are a lesbian woman, okay? You're doing nothing.
Yes.
By the way, are you happy to be lesbian?
Of course I am. Why are you asking a stupid question?
That is a stupid question. No, what sort of a question is that?
Are you trying to say I have internalized homophobia or something?
Well, I do have gay friends who do have internalized homophobia. In fact, myself.
No, I don't.
Okay, that's all. I'm just asking a question. Myself and Adrian have a gay friend who's been gay a long time, and he has complete internalized homophobia. He actually despises gay people, and I just can never understand it from him. But you don't. That's granted.
But you're are saying, like, oh, how can a gay person not accept trans? There's a lot of us who don't have to
subscribe
to it.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that. In fact, I said, if you were listening, I said...
Can I ask you a question, Jess? Do you think homophobia is okay?
Obviously not.
Okay. Now, homophobia is the non-acceptance of somebody who's gay. Homophobia is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to discriminate against somebody like you just because you happen to be gay. Would you not agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. So can you not apply the exact same rule with transphobia towards people who are trans?
Nope, because I don't have to subscribe to their make-believe gone extreme. You will never be a man and you will never be a woman, whatever you want to be, no matter how many surgeries and hormones are pumped.
But there's people believe, and I'll be quite blunt about this, Jess, there's people that believe that lesbianism is just a woman who hasn't had a good ride from a man. And I've heard people
I don't give a shit. Let them believe that.
You see, Jess, you're not getting what I'm trying to say here. That
you aren't getting it.
You agree with me that homophobia is not acceptable. It is not. It's not acceptable to discriminate against somebody because they're gay.
You can face gender because you can't.
Well, no, gender is a social construct. That's not me saying, by the way.
Oh, would you?
Well, no, it is. You know, there's two sexes, male or female. When you're born, you'd have male genitalia, but gender...
Yeah, they're both the same thing. The same word.
But they're actually not. They're literally not.
Yeah, if that's what you want to believe, that's what the new age is.
Okay, so Jess...
Spectrum, which is fuck off.
It is not acceptable in your belief... it is not acceptable to be homophobic, but it is acceptable to be transphobic.
Yeah, because I don't have to subscribe to their mentality. I don't have to, because I don't believe okay, it. I think it's bullshit.
Okay, Laura, what do you say to that? That it is, it's okay to be homophobic?
It's like you, it's like, I don't accept this person, so basically you don't accept being lesbian. I don't know, it doesn't make sense. It's whoever's... People have their own preferences and sex, and, like, I don't get the whole big deal of it, you know? It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, and yeah. I have to say, Jess, I'm struggling to get my head around this, that it's not okay to be homophobic, but it's okay to be transphobic. That's literally what you're saying.
What kind of struggle are you having? Because the way I see it is there's two genders, you can't change it, no matter how hard you try. I'm basically speaking biological facts. So why is the lift not going to the top floor with everyone
20,
today?
20 or 30 years ago, people would have said...
Stop what?
20 or 30 years ago, Jess, people would have said man is meant to be with woman and woman is meant to be with man.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's exactly the expression that used to be used.
And guess what? Majority of parents would much rather their kids be gay than trans. I can tell you that for a fact.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want my child to be trans purely from the point of view that...
Did you have to put up with people not tolerating them like you just said, Jess?
Because you don't have to. I don't have to subscribe to someone's way of living the same way they have to subscribe to mine.
No, you don't. Once it doesn't mean you end up bullying them. In the same way that when I hear people believe...
I'm not saying I want them all burnt at the stake or something.
No, I know that.
Acting as if I'm calling out for pitchforks. I'm not. I'm just saying I don't have to subscribe to it.
No, and you... By the way, she shouldn't have to subscribe if she doesn't want it, once she keeps her feelings to herself.
But what's wrong with having a bit of fucking tolerance? That's the bit I can't get my head around.
I don't have to have their shit shoved down my throat saying I can be a man, even though I was born a woman, or vice versa.
Jess, if everybody in this society kept that attitude towards the gay community, which they used to have in this country, gay sex would still be illegal.
Not all.
Sinead wants to get involved in this.
Parents on the tread there is just, they're mixing up gender with sex when they're very two different things. And also they just seem so fucking thick, like just so thick. And teaching them about the different genders will not make their child, it'll educate their kids. It'll just educate their kids. So kids that are transgender, kids that don't feel like... the same, they won't have bullying. It'll always exist. I just think it'll always exist because parents are that thick. It's because of the parents that it'll always exist. But there's parents even on that thread who will have kids at home that could be trans, could be like confused sitting at home. And they're the very parents that the kids can't go to. They just need to be a bit more open-minded. And it's not new. It's certainly not new. It's always been a case. It's just more socially accepted now. Well, it's meant to be. and it's just more talked about now, and it's actually educating kids where then other kids, where it's more acceptable, like if they're young at teens and coming into adolescence, you're better off teaching them now. Whereas they'll be more accepting then in adulthood, because if they go into a job and they're taught from, or they're pulled out of these classes and they're taught from their parents, the very ones that are on the tread or the show or whatever it is, they'll just be the same as them. So it'll be never ending. I just can't see it ending. But it always was a thing. It isn't new. It was just more hidden before. And now we just openly more talked about it. That's it. It's not going to make your child trans, or it's not going, it's not a choice. Trans isn't a choice. Just the same as gay isn't a choice. Someone doesn't wake up and just choose to be gay or choose to be trans. It's the same. It's not a choice.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
That was a great point Sinead made before the break. Like, when you think about it, why would anyone, if you believe that being trans is a choice, yeah? Now, I do think, and especially in America, and I know this from my godson is American, as you know, Adrian, he's in high school in America, and he says a lot of it comes from bored, white, middle-class teenagers who literally have nothing else going on in their lives. Like, yeah, you know what I'm going to be today? I'm going to identify as a woman. But generally, why would anybody choose, if it's a choice, why would anybody choose a life as a transgender person where you are literally despised, you are ridiculed, you are abused on the street? Everything that the gay community suffered up until 30 years ago.
Up until relatively recently.
Up until relatively recently. So if you believe, just think about that, guys, for 1 second. If you believe that someone actively chooses to be transgender, why would you put yourself through that? Why would you? Would you?
No.
You literally wouldn't. If I came in on the next episode of this podcast and said I'm undergoing surgery, I have the puberty blockers now, yeah, and getting a pair of boobs next week, I'd be literally abused from a height, wouldn't I? Why would you put yourself through that?
And that's exactly the same point that I was trying to make to Jess, that because Irish society has become more tolerant, her exact words were, I don't have to tolerate, because Irish society has become more tolerant towards the gay community are embraced by Irish society now. 40 years ago, when I was a young fella, if you were gay, you literally stayed in the closet. You told nobody.
And there's, you see, and again, it's, you know, urban myths and taking it to the extreme. James there on our Facebook page, what about 4-year-olds getting surgery for transgender? Where is this happening, James? And again, these people, when you come back at them, and you say to them, so he claims that 4-year-olds are getting gender
reassignment
okay, so 4 years of age, that's my youngest, that she's literally becoming male, and people are doing this. Then when you ask people like James, provide me with proof that this happened, to just disappear into the woods, they run away. No proof. Stop saying bollocks that's just made up in your head, James. Okay,
Eric, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eric?
I'm good, lad. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Eric. What did you want to say on this?
You often, I've heard you talk about the trans people getting abused or discriminated against or whatever else. But it's not a one-way street. Like, you have to understand that people like myself that have an opinion on those people, as soon as we open our mouth, we're called a fascist, we're called a Nazi. And the result of that is what do you see over in America with someone like Charlie Kirk getting shot in the neck? Now, that's from their side of their ideology, you know what I mean? So we can't continue to say that it's all a one-way street where these people get abused.
Okay, no, I'll accept that. I'll take that. And you are right. But, okay, so what's the point you wanted to make on all this?
So the point I have, look, the issue that I have with trans ideology, I have no issue with any individual person, but when you have an ideology that is infecting young kids to come out and hate people because they may have an opinion, or even when kids are in classrooms and they're now asking questions on this that they're being shunned by a teacher or whatever that's in the classroom. My issue is in the education sector.
Let's come back to this about kids being taught tolerance towards, for example, somebody who is trans and having an understanding of what a trans person actually is. What is wrong with that? Please tell me.
Well, first off, because they're being taught a false reality. So I know what a trans person is. So a man that's looking to transition to a woman is always going to be a man. He is therefore looking to cosmetically change himself to be a woman. He's never going to be biologically a woman. So we need to teach our kids that and have an acceptance that someone may look different, but not to be telling our kids that this is
Do you believe, let me ask you this question, Eric, and yeah, a lot of what you're saying is making sense. Do you believe that someone could be born in the wrong body, that someone can believe that they were meant to be born, you know, they feel that they're female, they just feel that they were born in the wrong body? Do you believe that's possible?
Well, I don't believe that's possible, but what I will say to that is, so we had the gay community who got an awful lot of stick, and then they came out, and a lot of gay people will say that they're born gay. I can accept if people are born gay and they're attracted to the same sex, whatever, but if we're talking about trans ideology, you can't be born trans, because we've seen it time and time again that these young kids have been educated by their parents or by their peers to be a trans. So you see these celebrities, they have young children. We see Paul Murphy with his young baby. He's already effectively training that child to be a trans. That child has no actual choice of its own, because the parents have already forced it down a road.
Well, no, they're not teaching a child to be trans. They're just bringing the child up as gender neutral. And that's another whole conversation for another day. And I don't want to talk about Paul Murphy when he's not here to defend himself. But when it comes to teaching children tolerance towards people who are trans, what is so wrong with that?
That's the thing. It's not being taught tolerance. You see, this is a skewed thing. They'll tell us that they're teaching tolerance when they're absolutely not. Because when these kids are asking questions in the schools, they're being shut down. They're told they're not. You can't ask these questions. Why? Why can't we ask these questions?
Like what sort of question? What sorts of questions?
Well, for instance, my young child knows exactly what the difference is between a man and a woman. He's not going to accept the trans ideology. He's 7 years old, and he's asking questions. When he asks those questions, the answers are not forthcoming to him.
What age is your son?
He's seven.
He's seven. So I was getting abuse for telling my 10-year-old that Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, used to be Bruce Jenner. What you're doing is the exact same, only the opposite to what I'm doing. Really, 7 years of age, why would you not just be trying to teach him that, to be tolerant of other people?
I teach him already to be tolerant. That's what I'm getting at. My kid goes outside the door here, no matter who he is, he'll say hello, goodbye, he'll treat him with respect, whether that's a trans person.
The point I was making a moment ago, Eric, was just a generation ago, back in the 80s, for example, gay people were told, you're not natural, you're not normal, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And that was what gay people were told. They literally had to hide their sexuality because of the way they were treated. And it was horrible the way gay people were treated and marginalized. Things have changed now because we have become more tolerant. Now, I'm asking the same thing. Why can't we become more tolerant towards the trans community?
People have been tolerant towards the trans community, is what I'm saying, and what they've decided to do, and you can see it all across our colleges, you can see it in any of the art studios or anything else, they've completely taken them over. And it's not a tolerance anymore, it's a complete indoctrination from that side of things. Do you hear my opinion or anybody else's opinion like mine being played out on anywhere else but here? You hear it on mainstream media, you don't hear it, but you will hear the trans opinion and the trans ideology. Therefore, it is not something that's gaining tolerance, it's something that's being forced upon everybody. And that's why everybody is kicking back against it, because I make my choices to what I want to be educated on.
You used a term there, trans ideology. What, in your opinion, is trans ideology?
Well, in my opinion, it's a multifaceted thing. So I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the furries. You've heard of trans, you've heard of furries, you haven't heard of all of the rest of them. So it's not somebody just transitioning into a different body as they think they are. There's a lot more associated with it that's going into our schools and into our kids' minds.
And right? you believe that is trans ideology?
And do you believe, Eric, because this is where this came from talking to a secondary school teacher. Do you believe, because I presume your child is in school, your child is going through the Irish education system. Do you believe that the school your child goes to is trying to indoctrinate your a child into trans ideology, which is your term, not ours. Do you believe that they are trying to push puberty blockers on your child, that they're trying to normalize the trans movement to your child? Do you believe that?
Well, to be honest, I think they are trying to normalize the trans movement regarding the pushing puberty blocks and that. I think they're not doing it now, but I'm pretty sure they would have done it only for the kickback that they've had in the past number of years. You know, and that's quite evident, especially when you have the likes of Helen McIntyre and her husband, who owns shares in one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in Europe and in the world that's making puberty blockers. So, you know, you have to look at all of these things and put them in together, and you can see that that's where the road was leading. And unfortunately, it somewhat still seems to be leading down that road, because, as I said, our colleges, absolutely everything is taken over by far left ideology, whether it's trans, whether it's through the unions, or whether it's anything else, and it's being forced upon people. So it's not
all right,
tolerant.
Eric, thanks very much indeed for getting in contact with us. We've just a couple more opinions to get in on this before we wrap up. This is Samantha.
Lads, do people not realise that sex is not as simple, biologically speaking, as male and female? There are species out there that can change sex. There are species that can reproduce asexually. There is tons of variety in the natural world if we speak scientifically and biologically. I hate all of this shite of people saying biologically there are only two sexes. No, biologically there is a spectrum of sex out there. And what we are coming to realize that this is also true for humanity. Gender is a human construct that we have placed on ourselves. So we need to get over that sex and gender are the same thing. They're not. Gender is a social concept. Sex is a scientific concept, but it's not as simple as just two.
All right, Samantha, thank you. And this is Mo.
I really don't understand why other people care about other people's sexuality, what you believe in, whatever. It's being gay, being trans, it's not a contagious disease, as people are saying, as it is. So let everyone live their lives and raise your kids as you want them to be raised, and that should be fine, right? I don't understand why this is such a huge thing that we need to talk about. Mind your own business. We talk about this every day, where Irish people don't mind their own business. Mind your own business, raise your kids right. If they turn out to be gay or whatever, they did not catch it from our conversations or whoever they met. So get on with it.
All right, Mo, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages.
Yes,
it was an interesting conversation.
Conversation was murder.
It was murder.
When they met,
It was murder. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. And if you want to join our WhatsApp channel, send us the words add me to 085-825-2626. You'll get a reply which will link you to our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.